WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Language commentator Jeffrey Nunberg thinks the ability to pull out an appropriate proverb should count for more than delivering a quick one-liner. But unfortunately, he says American proverbs have seen better days.
You recall when Gorbachev was visiting the White House last year and Reagan quoted a Russian proverb meaning trust but verify? A lot of people found this charming, but I was a little miffed the way some people might feel if the White House served French wine or Argentine beef to a visiting head of state. Why couldn't Reagan have used an American proverb like don't buy a pig in a poke or smile but cut the cards? In a country like Russia or Italy, a proverb or two is obligatory in any political speech as a nod to solidarity with the people. And proverbs used to be the staple of old-style American campaigners like Harry Truman and Sam Ervin. But in recent political campaigns, proverbs have been as rare as hen's teeth. In their place, we get one-liners lifted from hamburger commercials and Clint Eastwood movies. Maybe part of the reason was that this year's crop of candidates was not what you'd call a folksy group. But I also have the feeling that this kind of folk wisdom simply doesn't cut it nowadays. We've come to the point where a proverb is without honor in our own country. When I talk about proverbs, I don't mean just general maxims like take life as it comes. A true proverb is a kind of miniature allegory that has to be interpreted metaphorically. Something like, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, or don't count your chickens before they're hatched. Every language has its proverbs, it seems, and their morals are remarkably similar, maybe because common sense leads to the same banal conclusions in Omaha, Oslo, or Osaka. What gives proverbs their particular punch is the way they tell their tale. For example, when we practical Anglo-Saxons want to say, if you're going to do it at all, do it up big, we say, in for a penny, in for a pound. But in Yiddish, the matter is put on a gastronomic basis. If you're going to eat pork, may it run from your mouth. In English, you can't get blood from a stone. In Irish, you can't get pants off a naked ass. We say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. The Romans put it differently. They say, when you're at the ball, you have to dance. And in Hindi, you say, in the land where people eat snakes, you should grab the middle piece. Sometimes it's not easy to figure out what other people's proverbs mean. What do the Poles have in mind when they say, love is not a potato? Or what do the Finns mean when they say, my country's strawberries, your country blueberries? Is this like, the grass is always greener, or like, there's no place like home? I asked my Finnish friend Lowry, who told me, it's clear you've never tasted Finnish strawberries. To which I answered, or maybe the Finns have never tasted Maine blueberries. Of course, our own proverbs are not always clear, not even to ourselves. Everybody says a rolling stone gathers no moss, for example, but some people use it to mean stay home and others to mean keep moving. But sometimes you find a foreign proverb which has no English equivalent and which is so apt that you want to take it home with you. There's the one from the Caucasus languages that goes, the man who tells the truth must keep his horse saddled. And then there's the greatest of all Russian proverbs, the farther you go into the forest, the deeper the dung. Although I hope you'll understand that the English word dung doesn't quite do justice to the Russian original. But like most souvenirs of foreign travel, there'd really be no place to put these once you got them home. To the generations of Americans raised on the one-liner culture of Laugh-In and The Tonight Show, proverbs are irredeemably cornball. As my Polish grandmother would have said, when the zingers start to fly, the proverb goes to ground.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.